This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While candidates and political reporters of all stripes run around New Hampshire for another 24 hours or so, and don't worry, we'll get to Beyonce in a second, but a word here as we begin about one of the big prizes those politicians are chasing, the destiny, the fate of the American economy. It's been rough, as you know, 2016 for that economy so far. Uncertainty, sluggish growth, volatility in the extreme in markets of virtually every kind. There was more volatility today, too, but I digress. We'll get to that later. Campaigns and the people who run them can go big. They can buy lots of television airtime to try to win this thing. Or they can go small, good old-fashioned door-to-door retail politics in what's called the ground game in those early states. And getting that right can make all the difference, as Marketplace's Bree Benishore reports.
If you're running for president and you're looking at your war chest, you have to make constant decisions about how to divvy up your time and your money. You can focus on, say, rallies.
We're going to take back our country from these incompetent politicians.
Or TV ads.
I'm Marco Rubio. I approve this message because this is about the greatest country in the world.
But research shows the real bang for your buck comes from the ground game.
Phone calls, organized door knocking, volunteer recruitment, driving people to the polls on election day who need it, that sort of thing.
Joshua Dar teaches political communication at Louisiana State.
It takes about $670,000 in ad buys in a general election to get the same number of estimated votes as it would by opening a field office, which is about $21,000.
So it's both cheaper and more effective to round up boots on the ground, and yet a number of candidates haven't focused on it, at least not yet.
Both Clinton and Sanders had over 20 field offices in Iowa. The Republicans, I don't think any campaign had more than five.
Trump's performance in Iowa has widely been blamed on his lack of volunteer organizing. Seth Maskett is at the University of Denver.
It is something that a lot of candidates, particularly those who are somewhat new to presidential campaigns, don't always take very seriously.
At the same time, networks of lawn-trotting volunteers aren't something you can just whip up overnight. And the people who build these networks are not a dime a dozen. Sherry Jacobus is a Republican strategist.
There's also a limited number of people to invest in. And in a very large, crowded Republican field, everybody's trying to get those people.
But the field is narrowing, and those networks will consolidate. The lesson of the ground game isn't a hard one to learn, but you don't get to the general without learning it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.